Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo, keeping you connected to your faith and your world. Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tomeo.
It is a Tuesday. It's January 21st. A little chilly out there. The good news is we're hearing good weather for the March for Life for January, pushing 50 degrees. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just relieved, mainly for the people traveling there. There are no major storms so far that are being predicted, and so it should be smooth sailing or smooth driving. So many buses are coming into Washington, maybe even early for different pro-life events and hanging out, usually till Saturday or Sunday because there's so much going on. So very, very good news. The weather is looking good. Let's pray that it stays that way. Ask for the intercession of the saints to protect us as we make our way to Washington. I'll be leaving after the show tomorrow. Very excited. Pretty crazy, though. We have a production meeting literally on land at Reagan. Hop in a cab, meet my producer, Greg, at the hotel. We hop in another cab and go over to the EWTN headquarters for a 4:45 meeting. Come back to the hotel, try to unpack a little bit, make some phone calls, check on some things, and then I have some meetings with some pro-life peeps at the headquarters of the Renaissance Marriott, and then I'll be gathering with the Silent No More team Wednesday evening. And then Thursday, a busy day, we have production meetings and, of course, the Mass at the Basilica. Please stay tuned to EWTN and Ave Maria Radio. We'll be covering all the details. Speaking of which, we've got some wonderful local events as well. For those of you who are not heading down to Washington, or if you're not heading down, let's say, until Thursday, there are some really cool events coming up. And my friend Mary Lockwood from Silent No More and OLGC joining us at 8:20 to tell us all about it. There's an event tonight through Plymouth Right to Life, and then the annual Rose Mass on Wednesday, tomorrow, at OLGC, commemorating the lives lost to the unborn in abortion. Now, if you don't know what OLGC is, you're not from this area, or maybe you're new, Our Lady of Good Counsel Parish in Plymouth in the Archdiocese of Detroit. This is all a great way to kick off the March for Life week and this week of praying for the unborn and the sanctity of all human life. One of our wonderful priests from the Archdiocese of Detroit, Father Patrick Gagnier, he's going to be joining me at 8:35. There's a couple of events coming up with him. I believe he's also going to be praying with the couples at World Marriage Day. And if that is in fact the case, I'm going to ask him about that as well. And maybe he can even encourage couples, even if he's not going to be there this year, to come, and how important it is to have the opportunity to pray privately with a priest, which is also going to be offered again at World Marriage Day on the 9th of February. But Father Patrick is going to have some healing prayer after this event of showing this Fearless documentary. The Fearless documentary is from 2017. So there's a lot going on, and we'll fill you in. And this also is taking place at the very active Our Lady of Good Counsel Parish in Plymouth. So a lot going on in Plymouth this week, so that's pretty cool. So we'll talk about that. The National Hour, a new film, a new documentary, all about the horrible, horrible problem of human trafficking. And they have a one-day showing tomorrow. We're going to be speaking with Jeffrey Rogers, who's the executive director of Blind Eyes Opened, and he'll join us at 15 minutes past the hour in the second hour of the program. This is a very, very important pro-life issue because we're concerned about the dignity of all people, male and female, and certainly trafficking is totally against the dignity because it treats people as objects. So we'll talk with Jeffrey Rogers about that. Then wrapping up with Kelly Solomon. She's a director of education and advocacy for the Cardinal Newman Society, talking about the efforts of Catholic colleges at the March for Life and how they live out the theme of pro-life is pro-woman all year long. So that's a theme this year, Life Empowers, Pro-Life is Pro-Woman. Really important theme, and we'll talk with Kelly about that. And, of course, as always, take your phone calls at 877-573-7825. Now, speaking of dignity and the beauty of the human person, and also chastity, which is a big issue tied into pro-life. Today is the feast day of St. Agnes, Santa Agnese. I don't know if you know this, but there's a beautiful, beautiful custom in the Catholic faith attached to this very powerful feast day and this very powerful saint, one of the first and early martyrs. It is customary on her feast day for two lambs to be brought from the Trappist Abbey of Tre Fontane in Rome to Santa Agnese in Agony. And that is in Piazza Navona. Beautiful church in Piazza Navona. If you're standing by the main fountain. You know, there are three fountains in Piazza Navona, famous Bernini fountains. And if you're looking at the fountain, you're right in front of the church. It's very easy to find. So then what they do, so the little lambs are taken to the church and they're blessed by the Holy Father. And then on Holy Thursday, they are shorn, and then from the wool is woven the pallium, which the Pope gives to newly consecrated archbishops as a sign of his jurisdiction and his union with the Pope. So it's a very beautiful tradition. And St. Agnes is someone I think that so many young people can look up to, and her skull actually is in that church in Piazza Navona, but her body, the rest of her, is buried in another church above the catacombs where she was buried, a little bit on the outskirts of Rome. I'll talk a little bit more about that in the National Hour, but St. Agnes, pray for us. And very important to think about her statement about refusing to give in to the demands of the men who wanted to basically have their way with her. And she stood strong, and she lost her physical life, but of course is alive and well in heaven and can intercede for us, especially if we're praying for this important issue of chastity and dignity, as we do hopefully every day, and especially during this week marking life and the importance of it. So that's what's going on today for the show. Buckle your seatbelts. It's going to be a busy and fun ride. Thank you to Eric for filling in this morning for Andrew, who took the day off for some family issues. He'll be back with us tomorrow. So what's the forecast going to be? Let's take a look at Michigan. It was very, very cold last night in Michigan and parts of the Midwest, colder than it's been in a while. It is January, so we shouldn't exactly be shocked about that. Okay, so we are going to have partly cloudy skies today and highs, they're saying, in the mid-20s, possibly hitting in the low 30s. And then, as I mentioned, for the rest of the country, right now it's 18 and clear in Michigan, and that's for pretty much most of the state. Tomorrow we are going to be a little bit warmer. We're going high up to 38, so above freezing. More of the same on Thursday and Friday. Looks like all through the week we will be well above freezing. Thursday, 35. Tomorrow, 38. Friday, 37. Saturday, 36. And then, as I said, for D.C., let me pull that up right now just to see if it's changed, because you never know. Let's see, Washington, D.C. weather. Da-da-da. Right now it's 31 already and cloudy. They're going up to 37. Friday, they're saying partly sunny now and the mid-40s on the 24th. So if the sun's out, it'll feel more like 50 degrees. So there's no snow right now in the forecast for Washington. So it looks pretty good. Partly cloudy and a high in the mid-40s. Saturday a little cooler on, looking about 37 degrees on Saturday. Let's hope it gets back up to 48 and 50. But we will take 42 degrees, not bad. It'll still be chilly, so bring your gloves. And as I said, wear layers, because that'll protect you if you have to. If you get, you know, a little bit cold, and you could take it off later if the sun comes out. So just keep that in mind. Trust me, I've been doing this for years in addition to covering the march. Out there in the cold every day as a street reporter, and it can be very bitter. But this is actually pretty good looking for Friday. Right now it is already, what time is it, 8:09. We have a lot of news to get through, as you might suspect, on this busy news day. It is a Tuesday, January 21st, the Feast of St. Agnes. Pray for us. Let's see what's happening in and around your world on a Tuesday. A Nigerian seminarian who was abducted this month was freed by his kidnappers after 10 days in captivity. Three seminarians, meanwhile, that were kidnapped with him are still in captivity. The freed seminarian, who has not yet been identified, is being treated at a Catholic hospital in Nigeria. The extent of the injury is unclear, but he is being treated in the intensive care unit. The students abducted on January 8th in the nighttime, in a 30-minute operation that saw the kidnappers dressed in military uniforms and armed with guns, they forced their way onto the Catholic seminary campus, which is home to 268 seminarians. And since January 11th, apparently, according to news sources in Africa, the abductors have been making contact with family members to talk about ransoms for their release. An estimated 30,000 people took part in the Archdiocese of Los Angeles One Life LA Walk through the streets of downtown Los Angeles this weekend. The purpose of the sixth annual walk, according to the Archbishop, celebrating the dignity and the beauty of human life. Comments by the leader of a predominantly African-American church gaining a lot of attention, Bishop Vincent Matthews Jr. calling Vice President Mike Pence one of the most persecuted Christians in America over the weekend. The comments made as the bishop, who was a World Missions President of God in Christ Church, introduced Pence during his visit to Holy City Church of God in Christ in Raleigh, Tennessee. Pence's visit to the Memphis area was in honor of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. President Trump in Switzerland today for the World Economic Forum. He started off his day with an address to the annual gathering of A-list politicians focusing on America's strong economy.
Just last week alone, the United States completed two extraordinary trade deals. The agreement with China and the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, the two biggest trade deals ever made.
President Trump again calling his impeachment trial set to begin this afternoon a hoax. He said the hoax has been going on for years. The president is set to meet throughout the day with business leaders, the prime minister of Pakistan, the president of the European Commission, and the president of Switzerland before heading back to the U.S. tomorrow. Senate Majority Leader, meanwhile, Mitch McConnell announcing proposed trial rules Monday night. They would include up to 4 hours of debate on whether to subpoena witnesses or documents before a full vote by the Senate. Open arguments are expected later this week. Tom Roberts tells us that gun rights rally at the Virginia State Capitol ended very peacefully and quietly.
Police posted on Twitter there were no arrests after Capitol Square emptied out early Monday afternoon in Richmond. Virginia Citizens Defense League President Philip Van Cleve told the thousands in attendance the rally is proof of what happens when the rights of Americans are threatened. Demonstrators shouted no more gun control in protest of multiple bills in the General Assembly.
A six-year-old girl from New Jersey being called a hero after she helped wake up her family during an early morning fire. It happened Sunday, where Madeline Carbon's father says she was awakened by the sound of smoke detectors going off and then ran throughout the house to wake everyone up.
She saved our lives. I'm probably so used to hearing maybe loud noises. He's sleep heavy. She heard it. She woke us up.
It turns out that her father, Jimmy, previously served as a chief of the local fire department. Both Madeline and her mom and dad, as well as her two-year-old brother, Hunter, made it out safely. But their home now is unfortunately uninhabitable. The town's fire department accepting donations on the family's behalf. John Klein tells us the Navy is honoring a sailor for his heroic actions during the attack on Pearl Harbor back in 1941.
An aircraft carrier was named on Monday after Doris Miller, marking the first time a carrier has been named after an African American. The Navy says it is also the first time a carrier is honoring a sailor for actions while serving in the enlisted ranks. The Texas native was given the Navy Cross for his actions during the Pearl Harbor attack. He manned a gun and shot at Japanese planes during the strike, even though he was not trained or authorized to do so.
An outbreak of the deadly virus that's prompted screenings at some U.S. airports now spreading in China and beyond, according to health officials. National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Disease Director Dr. Nancy Messonnier says screeners will be looking for signs of the coronavirus.
We're taking these steps because the situation is evolving so rapidly and because we know that coronaviruses can be serious.
And Chinese officials confirming dozens of new cases on Monday in more cities, including Shanghai and Beijing. South Korea also reporting its first confirmed case. The CDC began screening all passengers arriving in New York, San Francisco, and Los Angeles from Wuhan, China last week for signs of the illness. Federal officials saying the virus belongs to the same family of the coronaviruses as SARS, which killed about 800 people during a global outbreak nearly 20 years ago. Brian Shook tells us there's a big safety alert for parents as some strollers are being recalled.
Seems they have bad hinge joints that can collapse, causing baby to fall out. This all centers on Tango mini strollers sold at Target and Amazon between October and November of last year. The four models come with colored bonnet tops sold in pink, gray, black, and blue. Owners are being told to stop using the stroller and call Baby Trend for a replacement or refund.
The 2020 census officially beginning today. Census Director Steve Dillingham says it's an historic moment.
This will be the biggest census ever. Many ways, perhaps, the most complicated. And with the newest tools and technologies being employed in different ways.
The first census questionnaire being delivered in the small community of Toksook Bay, Alaska. A statement from the U.S. Census Bureau says that Alaska's vast, sparsely settled areas are traditionally the first to be counted. The rest of Alaska, including Anchorage, will be counted with the rest of the country starting in mid-March. And finally, in our news segment at about 8:15 on your Tuesday morning edition of Catholic Connection, the Feast of St. Agnes, Amazon reportedly working, get this, on a hand scanner that would turn your very own hand into a credit card. A report in the Wall Street Journal says a tech company has filed a patent for a non-contact biometric identification system that produces a picture of a person's palm. The report says it will allow Amazon customers to connect their credit card information to their hand so they can use their palm to scan for purchases at checkout counters. Okay, that's just creepy. The company has reportedly begun working with Visa on testing out the technology. That's not only creepy, but it's going to cause a lot of people, I would imagine, to buy a lot more and go into debt, which is probably the reasoning behind it, right, in terms of the retailers. Alrighty then, it is a Tuesday morning, a little chilly out there, 18 degrees. It is January 21st, a Feast of St. Agnes. Our phone number is 877-573-7825. A lot of great events coming up this week right here in our own backyard. We'll talk about them coming up in this hour with Mary Lockwood from Right to Life of Plymouth and Silent No More, and also Father Patrick. And he's going to be very involved in some prayer events locally. National Hour will take a look at a pretty big film or documentary that's showing only one day this week on Thursday. You need to go see it. It's all about the horrible, horrible problem of trafficking of human beings. And then we'll wrap up this Tuesday morning edition of Catholic Connection, checking out what college students from real, quote-unquote, Catholic colleges are doing this week at the March for Life, but also how they're living out every day what the March for Life has as their theme this year, which is Life Empowers, Pro-Life is Pro-Woman. It is a Tuesday, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned. More Catholic Connection coming your way. Welcome back. It's Catholic Connection in our pro-life coverage this week as we move toward the big event in D.C., the March for Life, and on Saturday, the Walk for Life West Coast, and all kinds of great things happening in your own community. If you don't live in the Detroit area, check out your diocesan website and see what's going on. There's always great activities, and also see what the USCCB is doing. Go under the pro-life section on the website and see what's happening in and around the country. Mary Lockwood with us from Our Lady of Good Counsel Parish, Right to Life in Michigan, and Silent No More. Mary, you're a busy little bee this week, sweetie. How are you?
Yes, I'm great. How are you?
I am well and so excited about Washington, D.C. and being able to have the blessing of
coming to March. This is a pro-life week, isn't it?
Woo-hoo!
Unfortunately, we still have to march. Unfortunately, we still have to protect the unborn.
Amen. So. Amen.
Yeah, amen. That's right. Thank you for all that you do, Teresa. And I know how busy you are this entire week, so thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's crazy, but it's great. All right, so what's happening? You've got, is your event where you're speaking, is that this evening or tomorrow night?
It is this evening.
Ooh.
And it's at Living Word Church. Going to be speaking at 7 o'clock, and then we're actually going to be showing the movie Unplanned. For those of you who have not seen it, please come out. This is a free event. So it will be an evening for life. It is just going to be very exciting to see so many people there. And then tomorrow night we have the Rose Mass, which is a beautiful Mass at 6 o'clock at Our Lady of Good Counsel. And that is to commemorate all those babies by year who have lost their lives as a result of abortion. And it is an absolute moving event. It's in the middle of the Mass, and we have people walk up with a rose and place it in a cradle at the foot of the altar. And it's amazing to see 40-plus people standing there honoring the unborn. So two significant events in this area. So if you can't make it to the March for Life, come to these events. It'll instill a spirit of life in you like no other. So
you're going to be sharing your...
There's nothing like the March for Life.
Yeah, well, you were there last year. That was so much fun to have you and Ellen Salter there from Right to Life Michigan as well. It was a beautiful, beautiful event. So you're giving your, is it mainly your testimony, your own post-abortion healing story to Nightmare?
It is. Yes, it is. And even if you have heard me speak before, come out, because I'm adding a few things that will lead into the movie. And if anybody has seen the movie, they know Unplanned is about conversion. It's an abortion story, yes, but it's about conversion and forgiveness. And I think that's what my emphasis is going to be tonight. You know, I never know. The Holy Spirit just kind of comes down on me and tells me what to say. So you know how that is.
Yep.
You can have the best laid out talk and then things change.
Right.
So that's going to be my emphasis tonight.
That's the beauty of it, though, I think. You know, I mean, being open to the Holy Spirit. You have your story, but there may be a message that the Holy Spirit wants you to impart, or maybe he wants you to say something a little bit differently. Yeah. And what I loved about Unplanned is you mentioned the conversion. And that is, I think, depicted so beautifully in the film, and especially, and I'm not giving away any, disclosure here in terms of if people haven't seen it, because it's in the trailer of the film, but she's on the inside and she's encouraging women to have abortions, and then you see at the end of the film she's out there with the 40 Days for Life people that she used to mock and roll her eyes at. I mean, that scene to me when she was talking to the young girl at the end of the film going into the abortion mill, I just burst into tears at that point. What God can do with a life if you're willing.
And that's what God did with me. I mean, I used to see those pro-life people at church handing out literature, and I would just look the other way and say, no, thank you. Because they were getting in my space of my right. So I can totally relate with the movie, because that was me. I was pro-choice. I was pro-abortion. I was pro-rights. And once you see the truth, there's no looking back. And the truth set me free. It is a beautiful thing to be converted in such a significant way. And was it, you know, fire and brimstone? No, but it was the truth that set me free. And once you hear that truth, you can't deny it. Just like you can't deny abortion. Once you see it, and once you understand what it really is, and you don't see an actual abortion in the movie, but you do see the after effects of it. So it's well done. It's not graphic as far as an abortion, but it's well done. And it is rated R for Hollywood's reasons. But it's like the Passion of Our Lord Jesus Christ, the movie. Mm-hmm. You have to see it because you know it's the truth. And you know that in Unplanned, this is the truth. And don't turn a blind eye to it, because that's what makes abortion thinkable. My goal is to make abortion unthinkable.
Unthinkable.
Just like Dr. Alveda King said yesterday on the anniversary of her uncle, her goal is to make abortion unthinkable. And that's my goal as well, my mission in life. Because unless you think about what it really is, you can't understand the horrific part of abortion. So I'm looking forward to giving a talk tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing people there that have never seen Unplanned. And then tomorrow night, the Rose Mass, which is one of a kind. I don't think anyone in this area does anything like this. And it's quite beautiful. It really is, to see 47 people standing there commemorating the unborn who who died as a result of abortion.
Yeah. It's so beautiful. That's what time again, Mayor, tomorrow night at OLGC?
That's 6 o'clock Mass, and then the Rose Mass part of it, the Rose procession part of it, will happen in the middle of Mass. So you can get to Mass and see a beautiful portrayal, and for each year we read a commemorative statement. So people sometimes will walk in place of their children, maybe that who died as a result of abortion or for miscarriages, for whatever reason. And then the last person to walk is a pregnant mom. So it's pretty beautiful. It really is. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's quite a tribute to life.
Yeah.
So come out tomorrow night at 6 o'clock or tonight at 7 o'clock and hear a talk about conversion, and then to watch a story about conversion called Unplanned.
Yeah, beautiful film.
And that's at Living Word Church tonight, 7 o'clock.
And where is Living Word Church, Mayor, again, the address or location?
Living Word is on North Territorial. The actual address is 46500 North Territorial in Plymouth. And then Our Lady of Good Counsel Catholic Church is on the corner of Beck and North Territorial. So it all takes place in Plymouth tonight and tomorrow night.
Well, why not go to both if you can, especially if you're in that area? I mean, these are two very powerful events, and you're a wonderful speaker, and your story is incredible. So to be there and to hear you, and then to have the opportunity also to combine that with the showing of Unplanned, that is a powerful, you pack a powerful 1-2 punch there. What a great idea to do this. And then tomorrow night, the beautiful annual Rose Mass at Our Lady of Good Counsel Parish. What's the website for OLGC, Mary, in case people want more information?
OLGCParish.net.
Okay. All right.
And if anybody has questions on this and you can't remember all that, MaryLockwood.net, be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
And your events are on the website, too.
Right. And tonight's event is actually put on by Plymouth Right to Life, and which is the new affiliate. So we're doing an event every month, and this is our first kickoff event for the year. So we're really excited about bringing life to the Western suburbs, which is very, very needed. It's needed everywhere, but it's needed here as well. So.
Oh, that's great. Well, Mary, thanks again for joining us. All the best on your presentation tonight. Wish I could be there, but I'm leaving for D.C. tomorrow. You'll be in my prayers. I know you'll do a great job, Mary Lockwood. MaryLockwood.net, and also Our Lady of Good Counsel Parish. That website for the Mass tomorrow night is OLGCParish.net. And then Mary speaking this evening, more information on her website. Up next, Father Patrick joins us about the importance of prayer. He's going to be offering healing prayer, speaking of Our Lady of Good Counsel, very active parish, obviously, at another event that's coming up, and we'll tell you all about that up next. Our phone number, if you have a question for any of our guests, is 877-573-7825. We're trying to find out how many seats are left at that World Marriage Day table sponsored by Corporate Travel. We know we had a couple of takers yesterday. We'll try to give you an update, if not today, maybe tomorrow when Andrew returns. Again, our phone number for questions for any of our guests, whether it's Father Patrick, Director Jeffrey Rogers, or Kelly Solomon, 877-573-7825. Chilly out there right now, 18, going up to about, they say, upper 20s, maybe low 30s. Warming up this week, going into the mid to upper 30s down in D.C. We're expecting right now mid 40s, maybe even warmer. We'll be right back.
Life is precious, precious. Life is precious, life is sweet, like the earth beneath my feet. Though I know I'm passing through, I know I belong to you. Life is precious, life is sweet, and the truth makes it complete. Knowing Jesus died for me, life is precious. Oh, life is precious. Life is precious, life is sweet.
Where does truth come from?
I think a lot of truth comes from, well, that's something that I've actually been trying to figure out lately, and I don't think that I've quite discovered it yet, personally.
As we proclaim, here's what the truth is, almost the question that begs to be answered is, well, prove it. Here's the formula, and I can prove it, right, by plugging in the right numbers and performing all the functions in the correct ways, the math works out. As soon as we start talking about theology or religion or Jesus or any of those kind of topics, there's this immediate, I don't think that's the truth.
People that are like my age, once they're not forced to go to mass or forced, because their family raises them in that religion, they kind of turn their backs on it. I think that's really sad.
What would God have to do for you in your life to believe fully in Him?
It'd help if He gave me a sign or something, but if I experienced like a miracle, because there's always that like little doubt you have that He could not be real.
What would it take for you to be all in for God?
Just like a miracle, almost. I'm not sure what that miracle would be, but I think I would know when I would see it.
All right, that is a trailer from the documentary Revive, and this is a free screening of Revive that's coming up this Sunday, 6:30 to 9:30 at Our Lady of Good Counsel. And afterwards, really, really cool. So the movie talks about, as you probably could gather from the trailer, the crisis of faith among high school students, investigating what impact signs, wonders, and healings could have to confirm the gospel message. And then afterward, after that documentary is shown, there will be question and answer with members of the cast and the director, followed by healing prayer with our very special guest, someone you know and love so well, Father Patrick Gagnon. Father, this documentary, I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, oh, it must be such a struggle for some of these young kids when they're, you know, they're in the world, not of the world. They're trying to figure things out. But the world is just attacking us left and right in terms of saying that there is no objective truth and that certainly it can't be Jesus as a fullness of truth. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
I am blessed, Father. Happy New Year to you.
Oh, praise God. Thank you so much. And Teresa, you picked a perfect passage to share from the start of that movie, a perfect snippet of this documentary that really goes right into that place in the heart of these high school teens that are questioning. And as we heard the voice of Father Paul Erickson, the chaplain at Lansing Catholic High School, where this amazing healing service took place, where there were wonderful miracles, they interviewed the teens beforehand about their faith. And Paul captured their skepticism. He says that, you know, basically whenever we start to talk theology and spirituality, that wall goes up, or that question that says, can you prove it to me? And Encounter Ministries has partnered with Morris Smith, a film director, and they've done it. This is the second documentary. Both of these documentaries are pretty amazing, cutting edge in the Catholic world of watching miracles happen. That really, Jesus still does these things? Absolutely. And when that happens in front of the eyes of anybody, especially these teens that are questioning so much, I don't want to give it away, spoiler alert, but the interviews at the end of this documentary are radically different than the interviews at the beginning. And if people come to this screening, they'll get to experience an incredibly inspiring documentary in their faith that really challenges us to what is possible in the life of Jesus and in our lives as we live out this walk with Jesus living in us through the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and the reality that we're the body of Christ. So I think it's going to be an amazing night at Good Counsel, 6:30 Sunday night, and we will have time for healing prayer afterwards. It's quite common to show this documentary or to show Fearless, and then we pray for healing afterwards, and God shows up and blesses people and heals people. Mm-hmm. And if people want, they can also visit revivedocumentary.com or for Fearless, the first one, they could check out fearlessdocumentary.net, revivedocumentary.com, fearlessdocumentary.net. These are some amazing documentaries about the power of the Holy Spirit and miracles captured on camera that is just such a blessing to people's faith.
Well, Father, I think even though this focus is on high school students, I think all of us could use a nice shot in the arm faith-wise, because even though this is talking about the crisis among young people, I don't think it's just for young people. I think so many people are struggling right now. You combine the attacks from the world. You can combine the craziness, the inundation. We're getting inundated all the time with these messages contrary to the truth of the human person. Yeah. And at the same time, in the church, there's such a struggle because the leadership, not all certainly, but more stories coming out this morning about scandals and more bishops being investigated. And so it's a very, very tough time right now. But what we need to remember is that God is still on his throne, and despite the fall, the human nature, that doesn't mean that God isn't working. Sometimes he shows up even bigger and better in these crisis times, don't you?
Absolutely, yeah. And Teresa, I love how you touched on how while this documentary does focus on high schoolers and teens, that this is for the human heart. This is for all of us. And there's something about watching the teens that can be so raw and real in their skepticism, and you could just see it on their faces and hear it in their voices, and they're at where they're at. And so often they've been whacked by the waves of secularity and just a heart that, to be quite honest, is hardened and needs to be really touched. Not that it's any moral judgment on them, that they're coming through their process in a goofy, to say it gently, culture we live in, the culture of death. And when that power of the Holy Spirit touches their heart, when they witness miracles of the Lord, it just changes them. 30-second story. There's two women that they're like the, if I could be so bold, they're kind of like the Mary and the Elizabeth behind this, bringing this to Our Lady of Good Counsel. And like Mary and Elizabeth, they're just being faithful to God, and here's John the Baptist, and here's Jesus, and they're going to change the world. And so at Good Counsel, there's a couple of Mary and Elizabeth, Christine and Sally. I believe you know Sally Toppy.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both.
I just spoke with her last week, as a matter of fact.
She said you're getting her set for her trip to Italy.
I am.
Italy.
Italy. She's a tease. Yep, she's a tease Italy client. Yes, but go ahead. Yeah.
So they are both students in the Encounter School of Ministry in Lansing, an approved set up by Bishop Boye. And, you know, I was there one night when I watched. This was a gift. I just happened to be in a divine place, the right place at the right time. I watched as Sally Toppy was prayed for by another student, and she can testify to this better than me, but she had a chronic ankle and foot issue, left ankle and left foot issue, for years. And we spoke the other day, and she has been completely fine ever since. So they caught this passion for the wonders of the Lord, and they thought, let's bring it to our parish for a screening, and we'll have some prayer afterwards. And their pastor, Father Michael Sui, said, effectively, bring it on. So even in the midst of all the stuff going on in the world, it's so awesome, isn't it, just we can receive the body and blood of Jesus this morning if we want. We can go out and be the body of Christ to the world and be part of the good news that the world needs.
We're talking with Father Patrick Gagnon, who's just known for being an amazing prayer warrior. Does a lot of talks in the area across the state and our archdiocese where he's based, but also, of course, in Lansing and elsewhere. If you have a question for Father about this beautiful event coming up this Sunday night at OLGC, Our Lady of Good Counsel Parish in Plymouth, give us a call, 877-573-7825. Father, I think one of the problems is that God is, and this has been my experience, and I'm not, you know, putting down anyone else, but I know for a long time, we don't recognize, and I didn't recognize how God speaks to us, the miracles. When I look back at my life, and I do now, and I think, and sometimes things pop in my head, and I say, holy cow, that was definitely a sign from God, that was definitely a miracle. He speaks to us in so many different ways, if we're just open and have eyes to see and ears to hear, he speaks to us through music, he speaks to us through other people, he speaks to us through scripture. I mean, when you have, let's say, I like to call it, I'm actually writing my latest book, which is coming out in June. I'm writing a book about this, about God sentences. It's not a coincidence. Yes. God shows up in different ways to remind you that, he, as he says, I shall never leave you or forsake you.
Amen. Amen. Father Matthias Thelen is a friend, and he's the president of Encounter Ministries, and he has a little phrase he says about Saint Ignatius of Loyola, that he's the, you know, in Father Matthias's opinion, the patron saint of the presence of God, and with the whole discernment of spirits, right? Like being able to discern what the Catechism of the Catholic Church says is that in our conscience, I know you know it, in our conscience, we're alone with God and we hear the voice of God. And so being able to recognize in our thoughts, in conversation, how the Lord speaks to us, and the other languages of the Holy Spirit that, you know, certainly reading how the Lord, the sacred word just jumps off the page, but seeing, what does the Lord want me to see what's in front of me, these God incidences, thinking, even feeling the compassion he can put in our hearts, that we're, as Bishop Barron says, he says, we're wired for revelation. And I love that God has put that on your heart for this next book about being able to hear the Lord. That's so, yeah, so key, going back to Jesus in John chapter 10. My sheep know me, and they hear my voice.
Hear my voice.
And the new evangelization, in this new evangelization, we believe, especially, you know, with Unleash the Gospel, Jesus is pouring out his Spirit anew, and that with this outpouring of the Holy Spirit comes this new Pentecost to enable Catholics to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and demonstrate a life in intimacy with God that, you know, what does heaven on earth look like in a human? It looks like Jesus. And that's what Christians, the scriptures say, we're being transformed from glory to glory into the image of the Son. Hallelujah, Teresa. I pray that Jesus blesses that book and helps lots of people, all of us, to keep growing in our ability to hear the voice of the Lord, who says, you'll do the works that I do, and even greater works than these in John 14:12. I just, against all the negativity out there, we can read the scriptures, we can talk with our brothers and sisters in Christ, we can go to adoration, and the bar, like, there's no limit, and there's no ceiling on what's really possible for the church that is spread throughout the world, and the Lord continues to call to be the light of the world and to bring people from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of the beloved Son.
Amen. And I think I love what Bishop Barron says, that you quoted, that where he said about being wired, because we really are wired. And if we keep those wires fine-tuned, and if we're connected well, we are going to hear from God in different ways, and we're able to recognize it. And what I love, the way God works, and I've found this, and I'm sure you have too, if you are... As Al Crest always says, you know, seeing life and living your life through the lens of Scripture and the teachings of the Church, that means you're connected to the Church. You're connected to the sacraments. You're connected to God's Word. So you've got that in your daily life. And so your connections are automatically strong right there because of the graces of the Church. And at the same time, you're going to be able to pick up. You're going to be fine-tuned. You know, your signals are going to be well-received, the signals from God, even little things. And what God does is, when you have, as Father John always says, and we put on the mind of Christ and we are connected to him, he speaks to us. Not only, let's say if we have a formal prayer like, Lord Jesus, help me with this issue, or pray for this person, or please, you know, send this saint to help this person. Even if we're just thinking about something that is of a godly nature, something happens, and this has happened to me a gazillion times, and I'm writing a lot about this in the book, where God will respond with a song or a billboard or some sort of a sign affirming your holy thought. And that's another miracle.
As you share this, I'm thinking of Saint Athanasius, one of the early church fathers, and he'd talk about it as the process of divinization. God lives in us, and this process of being nurtured on divine life through the Word of God, through the sacraments, through the teaching of the Church, sharing the mind of Christ, that we are so wired to share the heart and the mind of the Lord. And I'm just thinking, Teresa, if there's any way you can make it Sunday night, maybe this event will make it into a snippet in your book. That'd be
well, great. No, I'm thinking I can't be there, but this is another little godsend. It's because I'm looking for material for the book. I'm in the process of, I just signed the contract last week, and I'm thinking and praying about it, and I'm thinking, okay, this is another one of those attagirl moments, you know, those God sentences, because this is the type of thing that would be perfect in this book, to maybe interview you, to maybe interview Maura, and to get the information in there, and to show people about these signs and how they are being quote-unquote transmitted, right, to these young people to increase their faith. But I think sometimes we put God in a box for a lot of reasons, Father. For example, in some, it may be our own insecurities. We don't have self-worth. Maybe there's a big sin in our past, and something beautiful may happen, but then we write it off because, well, God can't be speaking to me. I'm you know, I'm not worthy of it. And that can be a problem as well. That can block those signals, you know?
Yeah, at the heart of, you know, you have a beautiful impact, Teresa, across the nation, and also a heavy listening audience, from what I'm aware of, a heavy listening audience in the Metro Detroit area as well, which is a real blessing, with all that you do being dialed into the Unleash the Gospel movement. And I find that, you know, Encounter Ministries, which is just our friend up the road in Lansing, that they are such, along with St. Paul Street Evangelization, they're such an incredible ministry that's compatible with this. What do you do with a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit? Well, you get so hungry and thirsty to live the gifts of the Holy Spirit that it consumes your life in a beautiful way. But the thing that Encounter, that I love, that they always go back to, it always, always starts, continues, and ends in identity, which is rooted in relationship in the depths of the Trinity. That our identity, what you just said was so key, it's It's in our identity that we have the confidence that I'm perfectly loved and I'm worthy because he says so, and that I can hear his voice because he loves to talk with me, and that I can step out and pray for healing like he said to, and expect that he's going to back up this message that Jesus loves you. He gave his life for you. He'd do it again. Hey, I see you're limping. Can I pray for your ankle? And there's no shame if it doesn't happen right on the spot, but the more we, this is the thing that Encounter Ministries is really, and St. Paul has caught it as well, is take risks for Jesus.
Amen.
Don't be foolish. And,
amen. Be not afraid.
Jesus.
Right. Right. Yeah. I'm not afraid. Father, already we're out of time. Wow, that went by fast. You are awesome. Thank you for your ministry, saying yes to the priesthood. And gosh, what a great experience for folks to come and have prayer with you and to watch this documentary. For more information, go to the Our Lady of Good Counsel website. It's coming up on Sunday evening, Revive, yes. And then the Q&A with the staff and directors, and also prayer with the wonderful priest, our dear friend, Father Patrick Agneau. And Father, God bless you, and we will talk soon. I can't wait to hear how this goes. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Teresa. God bless you. God bless everybody.
All right, and we'll be right back to let you know what's coming up in about 5 minutes as we take to the rest of the country on Catholic Connection. Stay tuned.
Are you tired of investing in the culture of death? Would you like your investments to be in line with the Catholic Church? Would you like an advisor who is a fiduciary and who understands retirement issues while sharing and respecting your Catholic beliefs? Contact Joseph Vitale at American Retirement Advisors at 855-756-5700, helping you preserve your retirement while preserving your beliefs and values. Call Joe at 855-756-5700.
It's not uncommon for me to vent to a select group of people when I'm upset. When something happened with a mom at school, I decided not to say anything to any other mom. I was hurt, but I kept it to myself. Turns out I was wrong, and what I thought she did, she didn't do at all. I was so grateful I kept my mouth shut. I would have made her look bad for no reason at all. I was reminded of the many biblical verses that encourage us to hold our tongue. In Ephesians it reads, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." Since then, I've made more of a concerted effort to limit my venting, not only in how much, but to whom. I first vent to God, usually in my car, and I often find it does the trick. I don't feel the need to vent to friends anymore, other than my husband, though. That's a given. This has been a Christ-Centered Communication Message. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, a communications evangelist.
Come and see what the Lord is doing at Huron Valley Catholic School during their winter open house on Sunday, January 26th from 1 to 3 p.m. Bishop Boye said Huron Valley Catholic School continues to shine as a wonderful example of excellent academics and strong Catholic environment. Discover their 10 anchors, Christ-centered classrooms, St. John Bosco education philosophy, and parent-run board. Ask about financial aid. Visit hvcatholicschool.org. That's hvcatholicschool.org.
Wow, so many things to do. So many great activities. I'm so proud of all of you who are working to get the truth out and different events that you're involved in. Keep letting us know here at Catholic Connection. We're always looking for ideas. And whether you're in the Archdiocese of Detroit, Diocese of Toledo, Grand Rapids, Lansing, Kalamazoo, wherever you're at, Saginaw, up north, please, Gaylord, let us know if you're in Columbus, anywhere. This first hour, by the way, of Catholic Connection, we technically call it our local hour, but you know what? Anymore it really isn't, because we know so many of you are listening from across the country through the app. The Ave Maria app is very popular. Every time we have a membership drive, we have like a little contest going on in the week, and by the end of the week, we pretty much hear from every state in the union, so thank you for that. Obviously, we have a lot of local affiliates, so we do promote a lot that's happening right here where Ave Maria Radio is in southeastern Michigan. But we have, as Eric just reminded me, a lot of people that listen online and on the Ave Maria app overseas in China, and Judy over in Great Britain, who always emails me. So many folks are listening. And so if you have an event or something going on, let us know. We'll see what we can do to put it on the air here. Speaking of putting it on the air, coming up next in the next hour, the 9 o'clock hour Eastern time of Catholic Connection, we're going to be chatting with some folks on a very powerful film, only one day to see it, that's this Thursday, all about trafficking. and then taking a look at what pro-life college students are doing and how they're living out a pro-life message every day. Amen to that. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. More Catholic Connection coming up on a Tuesday morning, January 21st. St. Agnes, pray for us.